You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
Superhuman Radio.
Yes, it's
Superhuman Radio.
Strange visitor from another planet who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men.
Superhuman Radio.
Who can change the course of mighty rivers, bend steel in his bare hands. And who, disguised as
Carl Lenore,
mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, fights a never-ending battle for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. I'm Carl Lenore. I get excited about a lot of shows, but I'm really excited about today's show, and I'm excited about today's guest as well. This is a subject that I've spent a lot of time learning about. We're going to be talking today about melatonin. A lot of you think of it just as a over-the-counter sleep supplement, but it's quite possibly the most important hormone produced by the human body. I think that after you listen to this show today, you'll realize that it may be also one of the most valuable weapons in the war against disease and age-related disease and aging in general that's available to you without a prescription. In fact, you know, for pennies a day, you can begin your own age management program using this supplement. My guest today is Dr. Russell Ryder. Dr. Ryder received his degree in endocrinology from Bowman Gray School of Medicine at Wake Forest College in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, in 1964. And in the subsequent years, he has been either first author or made substantial contributions to more than 700 research articles in peer-reviewed journals like Science, Nature, and Lancet. He has written 6 professional books and edited 37 others, but most importantly, he has devoted 36 years of research to the pineal gland and its primary hormone, melatonin. In fact, colleagues have labeled him the godfather of melatonin research. He is currently a professor at the University of Texas Health Science Center, and he joins us today from his home in San Antonio. Welcome to the show, Dr. Ryder.
Thank you very much, Carl. Looking forward to it.
So for those who have been living in the dark, and if you've been living in the dark, you probably have more melatonin than you know about.
Explain
what melatonin is.
Melatonin is a molecule that is produced in your brain, but it's exclusively produced during the night. That brings up something very important. It's produced during the night during darkness. If you turn on a light during the middle of the night, your brain interprets that as day and your melatonin levels go down. So in fact, excessive light pollution also compromises our ability to produce this very important molecule, melatonin. But it is in fact produced in the brain, small gland, you mentioned pineal, released into the blood. As a consequence, blood levels are 10 to 15 times higher at night than during the day. And that's where it comes from and how it's released.
Okay, now you raise an interesting point. You said that they're 10 to 15 times higher during the night than the day, and that's because it's triggered by darkness. But does the body also produce melatonin throughout the day in some pulsatile fashion, or is it just the residual unused melatonin that's still circulating later on in the day?
That's a very important point, Carl. Certainly, melatonin levels in the blood exhibit this marked rhythm. Melatonin is taken up very quickly by tissues where it's used as it's needed. So in fact, tissue levels during the day may be higher than they are in the blood. You are also correct that there are other tissues that clearly produce melatonin for their own use. Good example, the retina. The retinal cells that are photoreceptors, they have access to melatonin produced in the retina. The skin produces melatonin exclusively for its own use, and likewise the gastrointestinal tract. In other words, that melatonin never gets into the blood in any appreciable amount, so it doesn't influence blood levels.
Which leads me to my next question. Darkness, which is apparent to the eyes, adequate to trigger melatonin production, or does the body have to be surrounded in darkness? In other words, does the skin sense light and stop producing melatonin?
It is light perceived by the eyes that inhibits melatonin. But interestingly, it's not the classic photoreceptors. It's not the photoreceptors we use for vision.
The rods and cones, in other words.
In other words, the rods and cones. There's a specialized cell called a ganglion cell, which it has its own photopigment that responds to light and darkness and signals the pineal gland to produce melatonin. In reference to the skin, you ask an interesting question. Does the skin respond to light and darkness? Does the entire body have to be surrounded by darkness to produce melatonin? In the case of the skin, no. In other words, that melatonin in those organs is produced regardless of light and darkness. When we talk about light-dark regulation of melatonin, we're talking about the pineal gland and blood levels, because all melatonin in the blood, essentially all melatonin in the blood, comes from the pineal gland.
So what happens when people are shift workers and they're working at night and they're up in the daytime? Do they produce a far less melatonin as a result?
They are very compromised in terms of their melatonin production. And that is a significant question by virtue of the fact that it is well known now, based on epidemiological studies, that individuals who work the night shift have certain diseases that are more common than those individuals who work a regular day-night schedule. Particularly more common is breast cancer in women, colorectal cancer in both men and women. And we know melatonin has some capability of inhibiting tumor growth. So it is believed that the lack of melatonin in these people is responsible for their higher incidence of cancer.
We have about a minute and a half before the first break, Dr. Ryder, but I wanted to ask you about something else that may inhibit melatonin. What about electromagnetic fields produced by traditional AC wire that runs through a house or high-tension power wires that run over a home?
That's been of great interest to the U.S. government by virtue of the fact that obviously electricity is widespread in countries like the United States. A large amount of money was spent during the decade of the 1990s investigating the effects of what I referred to non-visual electromagnetic fields as opposed to light in terms of melatonin suppression. The evidence is not compelling, albeit there may be some individuals in which melatonin is affected because of their unique sensitivity to electromagnetic fields. This is still a raging question among scientists. How relevant is EMF in terms of melatonin suppression?
When we come back, Dr. Ryder, I want to start off discussing what the juvenile levels of melatonin and you know, the rise and fall of melatonin through the life cycle of the human being. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Dr. Russell Ryder about melatonin, and you need to stay tuned for this show because this is the one that can change your life. We'll be right back.
In today's world, what would you give to have that ultimate edge, to always function at the highest possible level? That's exactly what the Da Vinci from UltraHuman gives you. Just one tablet a day increases focus, lowers anxiety, enhances social fluency, and improves your mood and drive. It's 8 hours strong with no crash. A sharp mind is priceless. And the Da Vinci even comes with a money-back guarantee. Find out more at theultrahuman.net. Make your brain 25 again with the Da Vinci from theultrahuman.net. Use discount code SHR10 for 10% off and free shipping.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Alaskans agree that Sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's Extra Virgin Olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vint's is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vint's banner ad and use code SHR45 and get two bottles of Papa Vint's for $45 while supplies last.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking today with Dr. Russell Ryder about melatonin. So, Dr. Ryder, what is the nature of melatonin production in the lifespan of a human being?
Certainly, the amount of melatonin we produce changes dramatically with age. When you're a child, not childish, but when you're a child, you produce a lot of melatonin relative to individuals in advanced age. As we age, like so many other things, the ability to produce melatonin wanes, and the rhythm is severely dampened. And it is now thought that, in fact, the loss of melatonin contributes to your inability to resist disease and, in fact, to develop disease. There's reasonably strong evidence now that if you can maintain a healthy melatonin rhythm for a longer period of time, you can defer or forestall certain types of diseases.
Is there any evidence that the pineal gland becomes unable to produce melatonin as we age, or is there a precursor hormone or a trigger that, in other words, can you re-stimulate the pineal gland in an older person to produce juvenile levels of melatonin by giving them some sort of stimulatory hormone or therapy?
Probably not. What happens as we age is the pineal gland loses its receptors. Certain receptors, nerves go into the pineal gland, they release a chemical called norepinephrine and axon receptors that stimulates melatonin production. As we age individually, we lose those receptors. So even if you give extra norepinephrine, the pineal gland cannot respond. There's probably another reason melatonin levels diminish with age. Your brain deteriorates as you age.
Right.
And, of course, the part of your brain that, in fact, influences melatonin production is the biological clock, the suprachiasmatic nucleus. It also weakens with age, so its signal to the pineal gland is weaker to produce melatonin every night, and even when the signal gets there, the number of receptors on the pineal cells are less abundant, so it can't respond as well. Those are probably the two major reasons we lose our ability to produce it.
Okay. So now we understand where what it how it works, and we understand the importance of sleep. Before we talk about supplementation, I want people to understand the impact that either the lack of melatonin or the introduction of melatonin has. What are the most important benefits to human physiology that melatonin provides?
Well, I think there are three things. First of all, we all exhibit biological rhythms. We are physiologically different during the day and the night. And these rhythms deteriorate with age, in part because we lose our melatonin. Melatonin signals these rhythms, strengthen these rhythms. So when we lose our melatonin, those rhythms become weaker. The second issue is immune function. Melatonin has very strong stimulatory effects on the immune system. And of course, when you lose that stimulus, your immune system becomes weaker and you become more vulnerable to certain diseases. Finally, melatonin is a very potent antioxidant. It neutralizes something you produce in your body called free radicals. Free radicals come, believe it or not, from oxygen.
Right.
And as a consequence, when you lose this antioxidant protection, your tissues sustain more damage. Certain organs more than others. So those are the three individual things. Loss of circadian rhythmicity, weakened immune system, and less protection against free radicals.
Now let's talk about the antioxidant value. First of all, melatonin, and correct me if I'm wrong, melatonin is one of the few, if not the only, antioxidant that can actually cross the blood-brain barrier.
It crosses the blood-brain barrier very effectively. I'm glad you mentioned that, Carl. Many people take vitamin E, and it's a very good antioxidant, mind you, but its efficacy in protecting the brain is very weak by virtue of the fact that it does not, as you mentioned, cross that barrier. Get into the brain very effectively. Melatonin gets in there very readily. Within 10 minutes after you consume a melatonin tablet, your brain levels are, in fact, very high. The same thing with vitamin C. Vitamin C gets into the brain, but in a very indirect manner, and as a consequence, it is generally considered to be less protective than is melatonin. And every comparative study that has been done, when you compare melatonin against vitamin E against vitamin C in terms of protecting the brain in particular, melatonin is clearly superior.
Now, without getting into the chicken and egg question here.
Right.
So if melatonin protects the brain and the brain's deterioration leads to reduced production of melatonin, then supplementation should subsequently cause the brain not to lose some of the qualities that occur during age. And I think one of the studies that you, I don't know if it was that you were directly involved with, but there was one study where they actually took the pineal glands from young rats and put them in old rats and vice versa. And the young rats died at the schedule of the old rats and the old rats lived to the schedule of the young rats. Were you involved in that study?
We were not. That was done in Italy by a scientist that has unfortunately lost some credibility.
Oh,
I say unfortunate. That particular study has been heavily criticized.
Okay.
Personally, I'm not saying it is incorrect, but there has been no independent validation of that observation. And in science, that is very, very important.
Right.
Now, in lieu of pineal gland transplantation, certainly when you give melatonin to animals, humans are animals as well,
right,
and animals lose their melatonin just like humans do. If you give animals melatonin throughout their life, they fare better in the long run in terms of health, in terms of longevity, in terms of deterioration.
Now,
they do better with melatonin.
You did tell me about a study where mice that are genetically predisposed to senility,
right,
were given melatonin, and it held off the senility. Is that correct?
That is correct. What was done in that case is mice were given the gene, the human gene for something called amyloid precursor protein. Amyloid precursor protein is what produces amyloid in your brain, and that's a prelude to Alzheimer's disease. So when you put that gene in the mice, they develop a type of Alzheimer's disease, which is brain deterioration. When those animals were supplemented with melatonin compared to those not given melatonin, those given melatonin developed Alzheimer's much more slowly and lived very significantly longer. The implication is, again, that melatonin was absorbed by the brain and it protected the brain against this Alzheimer-type condition.
Now, we're about to go into my second break, so I don't want to lead in with this, but when I come back, what I want to talk to you about is exactly that protection that the brain receives, and I want to talk about oxidative stress of the brain for whatever reason, and how melatonin actually wards that off. Obviously, it's a powerful antioxidant, and its value as an antioxidant is probably very, very underestimated because people look at it strictly as a sleep aid. But I want to talk about its value as an antioxidant also with some other functions as it relates to the thyroid. Okay. I believe that there has been some evidence that that melatonin actually can prevent hyperplasia of the thyroid and repair some hyperthyroid issues. So when we come back, I want to address those two issues. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Russell Ryder about melatonin. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio 1080, WKJK.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
If you followed my transformation on Facebook, you've been wondering what I've done to create such dramatic results. One of the things is I've started every day with the Ketogenics Prime and then trained, fasted, and remained fasted till my first meal at 2 o'clock. Ketogenics Prime gives me all the energy I need while shutting down hunger. And since the ketones are bound to a quad mineral blend, I'm getting all the magnesium, calcium, potassium, and sodium I need to keep my minerals in balance. Try Ketogenics Prime yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketogenics banner ad today and save 25% off your first purchase. Ketogenics Prime. I couldn't have done it without it.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with bodybuildingsupplements.com. Bodybuildingsupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at bodybuildingsupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. Bodybuildingsupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at bodybuildingsupplements.com.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad today.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking today with Dr. Russell Ryder about melatonin. Dr. Ryder, let's talk about the relationship of melatonin and its effect on the thyroid, because there's a lot of people out there that have thyroid issues nowadays, or at least people are being told that. How does it work with the thyroid?
Well, there are several things that it does in terms of the thyroid. What you said is valid, namely that it can prevent overproduction of thyroid hormone. And overproduction of thyroid hormone is kind of a serious situation. It causes cardiac hypertrophy, produces a lot of free radicals. In fact, there was just a study showing that melatonin can prevent cardiac hypertrophy due to hyperthyroidism, and it also improves the glucose uptake by the heart under those conditions. Hyperthyroidism compromises the glucose uptake by the heart, which makes the heart work a lot harder than it has to be. It doesn't have the necessary energy. So melatonin can improve the hyperthyroid situation seemingly pretty effectively. What it does under conditions of hypothyroidism is another issue. That is not very well clarified. And, of course, there are a lot of drugs for that situation.
Yeah, and there's a lot of other, I mean, there's a lot of things you can do for hypothyroidism.
Yes,
and
there's
between exercise and nutrition alone, you can help. How about melatonin and the pancreas? I've seen some issues about melatonin correcting pancreatitis caused by high L-arginine.
Right.
Intake in some studies. Yeah. What do they call that? Necrotizing pancreatitis?
Yes. Okay. Necrotizing pancreatitis.
So
absolutely. This can be a very serious situation. Well, inflammation in any organ is not beneficial to the function of that organ, and certainly in the case of the pancreas, that's also the case. Melatonin, again, prevents that inflammatory. I should be a little bit more cautious. Prevent is a strong word. It reduces the likelihood of the pancreas becoming inflamed as a consequence of arginine or some other matter, such
right.
as ischemia, reperfusion, interruption of the blood supply.
Right.
And the pancreas, well, pancreas, like many other organs, is very important for good health.
Right.
The bottom line is melatonin seems to modulate the function of a number of organs to optimize their ability to do what they're supposed to do. Now, whether that is true for every organ, we do not know, but when it's been tested, that's the general finding that has been observed. It optimizes the function of your organs, and again, you can realize how this may contribute to aging. The loss of this factor could contribute to the deterioration or the reduced efficiency of a lot of different organs.
Is there any evidence that melatonin's effect on the pancreas has any effect on or secondary effect on issues about diabetes?
Yes, indeed. I'll give you one good example. Again, it relates to the antioxidant activity of melatonin. Diabetes, type 2 diabetes, you have very high sugar levels in your blood. And as a consequence, these high sugar levels produce a lot of free radicals. It's very well known, for example, that a lot of people go blind when they have diabetes.
Right.
There's a lot of deterioration of the limbs. You get gangrene, you have to amputate extremities.
Various neuropathies.
Yes, absolutely. And that all relates to this a large amount of sugar floating around in your blood that is generating free radicals. Again, in animal studies, it's very easy to produce these models of diabetes. And when you do, and if you give them melatonin, the secondary consequences of that diabetic situation, namely the neuropathies, the loss or the deterioration of function of limbs and so forth, is preserved. Because, again, melatonin goes there, scavenges the free radicals before they do the damage. I would guess that melatonin would be particularly beneficial in individuals with diabetes.
I agree with you. I actually think that there's both an intrinsic and extrinsic effect of melatonin. The first that you just mentioned, which is clearly very important, which is the free radical scavenging. The second is that there's been lots of research done on people who get less than 6 hours of sleep and their inability to manage blood glucose levels. Even in trained athletes who are sleep deprived for as few as 2 days, they exhibited the same inability to manage blood glucose as people in their 60s and 70s. And so from the extrinsic side, by getting better sleep or better sleep cycles or longer sleep periods, I would imagine that also has an effect. So I would imagine the diabetic, type 2 diabetic person would benefit greatly from melatonin supplementation.
Carl, I'm very happy you mentioned that. I think the first thing people should do is do what they can to preserve their own melatonin rhythm, and that's avoiding light at night. Once you go to bed at night, never turn on a light by virtue of the fact that that light will inhibit your melatonin. Also, the longer you sleep, and that's the only time humans are in darkness when they sleep, the longer you sleep, the more melatonin you produce by virtue of the fact that melatonin, the amount you produce is proportional to the amount of the 24-hour period you're in darkness. If you're only sleeping 4 hours a night, you have to produce all this very important chemical within 4 hours, and you don't get enough of it. We have to realize that we evolved in an environment where the sun set and the sun rose, and that was light and darkness.
Right.
Now, once the sun goes down, every one of us turns on a light. If we get up in the morning and it's dark, we turn on a light, and that truncates, that limits our ability to produce a very, very important molecule. And that's why I mentioned before, light pollution is becoming a greater and greater problem because it compromises our ability to produce this very important chemical.
For those of you who are listening to the show and you have a spouse or a significant other and they like to stay up late at night, you can always turn to, you know, the eye covers to block the light from your vision. You can turn to earplugs and so on. I just want to mention that because sometimes we don't have the control on our environment as we did when we were single, where we could turn the lights out, turn the TV off, and go to sleep. So that's something that I just want to throw in there.
Carl,
yes.
You're absolutely right. Interestingly, we could produce light bulbs that eliminate the wavelengths that inhibit melatonin. It's not all visible light.
Really?
It's very specific wavelengths, but to produce those light bulbs would be very expensive because it is expensive to reduce specific wavelengths.
So what wavelength is it? What wavelength are we talking about here?
It's what is referred to as blue-green wavelengths in the area of 470 to 475 nanometer, right in that wavelength. It's right at the edge of blue-green light.
Wow.
In other words, red light you can have if it's not too bright, or yellow light. In the case of a night light, it should be something other than blue-green. Also, one thing I want to mention is people who have children, sometimes children are intimidated by darkness and they want to sleep with the
lights
right.
on. Right.
That should never, never be allowed. That should be prohibited. Darkness is very, very important for good health.
Which leads me to my next question. In light of the fact that our teenagers today are staying up later, they're on the computer 2-3 o'clock in the morning, IMing, and I know that puberty begins after the first decade of life when the melatonin levels just start to dip. So what does that do for a child who is pre-pubertal and they're staying up late, they're not getting, their melatonin levels are starting to dip because of the effects of the light that they're exposed to? Do they start puberty earlier?
Well, that's a major question in medicine. Certainly, puberty is becoming earlier and earlier in the well-developed countries
right.
in the world. Is it related to nutrition? Certainly that's part of it. Is it related to excessive light exposure? That's certainly part of it. There may be other reasons as well, but I think that is a potential consequence of excessive light exposure.
What about for those of us that are strength athletes, we're into fitness and so on, you had mentioned that melatonin has a direct effect on ATP stores in the body, which obviously contribute to energy. Can you explain that?
Absolutely. Melatonin has very powerful effects at the level of the mitochondria. Mitochondria are small organs within your cells that generate, produce ATP. We now know that melatonin increases the efficiency of that ATP production. In other words, increases the efficiency of energy generation. What this means is when the cells have more energy, they can resist disease better, they can heal more rapidly, all of their functions are improved because they have the necessary ATP to do those improvements. And melatonin clearly now we know has stimulatory effects on ATP. Again, this may relate to aging. As you age, you become more lethargic.
Right.
You have less energy. Is it in part related to the loss of melatonin? The evidence is not definitive, but it's so suggestive that you begin to think that, well, maybe if we maintained a good melatonin rhythm, we'd be healthier.
Interesting. Melatonin's effect on the brain, we talked about earlier. I read one study where it helps resolve strokes faster. What about that and Parkinson's disease? There seems to be some issue that melatonin may possess a value for those people who have certain neurological issues like Parkinson's disease.
Absolutely. Parkinson's disease is the loss of dopaminergic neurons in a part of the brain called the substantia nigra.
Right.
And those neurons are often lost via free radical-based mechanisms. Melatonin gets into the brain. I'll give you a specific example. What had happened in the 1970s, people were producing heroin, or what they thought was heroin, and in fact they were producing a drug called MPTP. And these 25-year-olds were taking what they thought was heroin, but they were developing Parkinsonism when they were 25 years old. So scientists asked the question, what in fact are these individuals really taking? And it turned out to be this drug, MPTP, not heroin. That has been unfortunate but a valuable discovery because we can give that drug to animals now and they develop Parkinson's-like disease, just like the human.
Right.
If you give melatonin, you can prevent the loss of those dopaminergic neurons that is due to that drug that we know
causes Parkinson's.
Parkinsonism in humans.
That's amazing. And in 2 minutes before the break, what about melatonin's effects on sex steroids, such as estrogen and testosterone? Minimal? Is there any effect at all?
Minimal. So far as we can tell, I suppose it's in part related to the dose, its timing of administration and so forth, but no one has ever been compromised in terms of fertility, so far as we know, by taking melatonin, albeit typically melatonin is not usually taken before in the active reproductive period because you're producing plenty of melatonin at that time. That alone signifies that during the reproductive fertility years, you are producing ample melatonin.
Right.
It's only after you get to a certain age that melatonin wanes, and then you become reproductively compromised. So it appears that melatonin has relatively modest or little effect on reproductive physiology.
Gotcha. Yeah, because there has to be a linkage between maybe perhaps melatonin and some other hormone. Because I know I've seen some studies that show that men who were hypergonadal had the lowest levels of nocturnal melatonin levels versus those who had the highest level. But these we're talking about older men. We're talking about men in their 40s and 50s,
right.
As opposed to because obviously pubertal men in their 20s and also into their 20s have high levels of melatonin, as you pointed
Absolutely.
Out, and they have no consequences related to hypogonadism or anything like that.
Typically not.
Right. Right. Well, yeah. Most of us, at least. But anyway, okay, so we understand that. When I come back, Dr. Ryder, I want to talk about supplementation, and also foods that possess melatonin, okay?
Okay.
We'll be right back with you. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay
there are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
U.S. Wellness Meats is the leader in home-delivered, high-quality animal protein. Grass-fed beef, lamb, bison, and dairy. Plus, wild-caught seafood, heritage pork, and free-range poultry. Everything delivered right to your door within days of your order. There is no one better to supply you and your family with the highest quality pastured meat product and dairy than U.S. Wellness Meats. Save 15% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the U.S. Wellness Meats banner ad.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vince Extra Virgin Olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the unique Nocciolata di Belice olive that grows in Sicily is like no other olive in the world. Its spicy yet buttery flavor improves any food it comes in contact with. Higher in antioxidants, Papa Vince is raw, unfiltered, and cloudy, and comes from a single orchard owned and operated by the same family for over 100 years. It's the only olive oil Elisa and I will ever use. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Papa Vince banner ad and use code SHR45 and get two bottles of Papa Vince for $45 while supplies last.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Talk Radio 1080, WKJK.
Thank you for that dreamy music, Kevin O'Neill, my producer. We're talking today with Dr. Russell Ryder about melatonin. Okay, Dr. Ryder, here's the important stuff. Now, we understand how important melatonin is for us, and we understand that our bodies just don't produce enough of it as we age. So, let's talk first about, are there certain foods that possess melatonin?
There surely are. There's probably a lot of foods that produce that possess melatonin. Some of the best-known sources of melatonin foodstuffs are tart cherries, cherries such as in cherry pie, cherry juice concentrate. Cherries growing in the state of Michigan, upstate Michigan, They happen to be a good source of melatonin.
Really?
And, yes, they're very good. And the other one is walnuts. Walnuts right. have a significant amount of melatonin.
Right.
And there's a large amount of research on both of these products now in terms of their melatonin content and in terms of their health benefits.
Right.
Not only because they contain melatonin, they contain other healthful ingredients, too. But those two products. Then there's something called purslane. Purslane we call a weed in the United States, but it's eaten as a salad ingredient around the Mediterranean area, and it has significant amounts of melatonin also.
Okay. So we can get melatonin from our diet, from eating certain foods.
Yes.
But the best alternative to get to supplement melatonin is just go to your local grocery store or health food store or pharmacy and buy a bottle of melatonin.
Well, certainly that's the easiest way to do it. And you have various products. You have slow release, you have fast release. And when melatonin is taken, it's typically taken at bedtime by virtue of the fact that melatonin levels are normally high at night. And it has some sleep-promoting qualities. It's not what we call a soporific. It doesn't cause sleep, but it puts your body in the right frame to enter sleep. It opens the sleep gate as we describe it. So, yes, melatonin is taken by millions of people on a regular basis.
Now, some of us, including myself, when I take melatonin, it usually works for a period of time of about 4 hours, and then I notice that I will wake up. And so I would probably be a better candidate for a time-release version. Would you agree with that?
I would agree. I think that has been mentioned to me before, namely that I take melatonin, I go to sleep very well, but I awaken in the middle of the night. What happens when you take a fast-release tablet, melatonin levels go up in the blood, and it's metabolized or taken up by cells quite readily, and begins to fall by the middle of the night. And the fall in melatonin is believed to be a signal for wakening in the morning, because
right.
that's what normally happens. So when you take a fast-release tablet, that may be a consequence. In fact,
I read one study many years ago that showed that there's some sort of reciprocal relationship between melatonin and DHEA, and DHEA levels tend to rise in the morning, or certain adrenal hormones rise in the morning to beckon you to wake up. And there may be that reciprocal effect may be occurring too early in the middle of the night when the melatonin wears off.
That's absolutely correct. In fact, adrenal hormones are highest early in the morning in diurnally active species, and that is a signal for awakening. That's a very good point.
Okay, so if someone is taking a time-release melatonin or a fast-release melatonin, whichever one works best for them, what's the recommended dose, or is there a recommended dose? Is it trial and error? You have to find your own homeostasis with it or something?
That is the $64,000 question, Carl. Usually the products that are available are 2 to 3 milligrams. That's a very, very small amount of melatonin relative to some other products that we normally take. Aspirin, for example, is around 300 to 325.
Right.
So when you take melatonin, you're taking a small amount, but that amount even causes higher blood levels than you normally experience. Is that bad? There's no evidence that that is bad. How much should you take? That has not been totally defined, albeit, as I say, most people take 2 to 3 milligrams. I would guess a general recommendation would be as you age, you increase that dose. Or as you experience or think you are experiencing certain diseases, or your physician is telling you are developing certain diseases, you may want to up that dose somewhat.
Which leads me to the question, let's say someone was using melatonin in a therapeutic approach.
Right.
And they wanted to elevate melatonin levels to, let's say, the levels they were in their 20s and 30s. So is there any correlation between an oral melatonin dose and the actual rise in plasma levels? So, you know, let's say in your 20s and 30s, you've got 80 picograms per milliliter of melatonin,
right.
and in your 50s and 60s, you've got 8.
Right.
And you want to raise them to 80 again. Do you take 12 milligrams, or is it dependent on per kilogram? How do you ratio that?
Yeah, it depends partially, obviously, on your body weight, clearly, because the amount of blood is determined by your total body weight. But you'd have to take much less than 12 milligrams. Very small amounts of melatonin will get your blood levels up. The question, will that be enough to forestall some of the changes of aging?
Gotcha.
Like I say, a generic recommendation would be 3 milligrams maintenance, and I don't know if that's the correct dose, Carl.
Right. No one, one really knows at this point in time. No,
at this point, nobody really knows. But if you have or are developing certain age-related diseases and are aging, which we all are, then gradually a gradual rise in the amount of melatonin you take, I do not think is unreasonable, and certainly has very few, if any, side effects.
Okay.
I'll give you a specific example. 700 people die from aspirin toxicity every year
right.
because of hemorrhage to the stomach.
Right.
No one has ever died from melatonin.
Right, right. What about, and we just have a moment here. Is there a if there is a synergistic relationship between serotonin and melatonin. So if I was going to use two supplements, melatonin at night and L-tryptophan, would I take the L-tryptophan in the morning?
Surely. L-tryptophan has been heavily criticized. I'm sure you know that.
Right.
A number of years ago, it had a contaminant in it and caused some eosinophilia myalgia. But tryptophan is an essential amino acid. It, interestingly, is the precursor of melatonin. Tryptophan
right.
is converted to serotonin. Serotonin is converted to melatonin.
Okay.
So they are all in the same sequence of synthesis.
Right.
And tryptophan is an important, obviously, amino acid. It's an essential amino acid. We don't produce it. So taking L-tryptophan is commonplace.
Okay, and you would take the L-tryptophan in the morning and the melatonin in the evening,
that
correct?
That would be satisfactory.
Okay. We're coming to the end of the show. First, I want to thank you very, very much for taking time out of your day to come on the show and talk about this very, very important subject. And I hope that those of you who are listening will heed this advice. You really need to think about adding melatonin to your supplement regimen. It's very, very valuable. It's a myriad hormone. It has so many benefits, too many to even talk about in this simple show here. Would you agree?
I would. Thank you very much, Carl.
Thank you.
Care.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Well, there you have it. Get yourself a bottle of melatonin. I want to thank my producer today, Kevin O'Neill, for the special attention on the music. You were listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll see you next week.
Discover the faster way of getting real results with BodybuildingSupplements.com. BodybuildingSupplements.com has powerful, proven solutions like patent technology, Crealkaline Supreme, Mass Pro Synthogen, and Adaptogen N.
RVD here. I love Adaptogen N. Give it a try. You'll see.
Buy Adaptogen N at BodybuildingSupplements.com. See remarkable results in 21 days or your money back. BodybuildingSupplements.com. Since 1993, the trusted source for real results.
Use promo code SUPERHUMAN and get an extra 15% off your Adaptogen N today at BodybuildingSupplements.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
There is no other olive oil like Papa Vint's extra virgin olive. Not just because of the care and quality that goes into producing it, but also because the